Food News.
Yeah, and it's all about the food. It's all about the new venues, places to go, things to eat with Monica from Doing Dubai.
Hello, how are you? Hello. And actually, I was listening to you on the way in the car, and I want to go to a restaurant, and if someone hasn't opened one yet, then please do, called Tokyo Drift.
Yes.
Zara, because I think that has a very nice ring to
great
it.
Great Japanese restaurant.
Did we sell drifting to you, Monica?
No,
just quickly.
Sorry. Going round and round in the autodrome and feeling dizzy. No, I'll sit in the restaurant called Tokyo Drift and maybe watch. I'm not going to get in and do any kind of drifting.
Anyway, I think Tokyo Drift might be in the future, but what have we got to look at today?
Well, yes, absolutely. I don't recall, I didn't meet Zara last time I was with you, but I was with you and
Steph at
the boat show. And
yes.
I don't know if you remember, I said afterwards I was going to go off to the hotel right next door called the West End.
Indeed you did.
And try their very recently reopened and refurbished terrace on Busala, at the Busala restaurant.
Okay.
So Busala's a pretty established restaurant, but this terrace has just been completely redone, refurbished. And I think there's a couple of trends that are going on in Dubai. And one is this whole thing of bringing the inside outside and sort of incorporating the outside inside. So it's a bit of a sort of seamless transition. Yeah. So yes, you walk into the restaurant and the back doors are completely wide open. The back wall, if you like, of the restaurant is wide open, and they've got this spot on, and you walk straight out onto a terrace, and then the sort of eating, drinking, etc. carries on seamlessly, and you've got the sea and then the palm trees beyond and the boats in the distance. So very, very nice setting at Busala. And we actually had some sort of little afternoon Italian snacks, like some very nice fresh ceviches and some cheese and something sparkling to go with it. Now, that was about 4:30, just after the show.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a deal at that time, but they've got a very good deal on a Wednesday night, which is tomorrow. So it's called Society on at Busala on the ground floor. What is interesting, it's not just for ladies, because I know that there seems to be perhaps a little move away from ladies' nights. I don't know if you've found that, Mark or Zara?
I don't actually attend them personally.
Oh, you don't attend them. Sorry, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I think that there's definitely a move towards bye-bye Tuesday.
Right, okay, interesting. Yes.
Because a lot of places that we've approached seem to do ladies' nights on like a Monday or a Wednesday, or they have deals for the guys and the girls, which is quite fair when you think about
it. Yes, yes, absolutely. And this is no exception. So no, it's not on a Tuesday, it's on a Wednesday. And no, it's not just for ladies, it's for anybody who'd like to come. So Mark, you could go ahead and try this.
Sounds good.
What you get is very, very good quality Italian beverages to drink. And you also get 14 or 15, which I think is quite generous, different sorts of Italian eats. And they sort of sound quite authentic to me. So it's a range of charcuterie, some rustic pizzas, some of those arancini, sort of little rice balls that are fried, lots of different vegetables, loads of salad, a variety of cheeses, and even sort of proper tiramisu. Now, I've yet to try it, but I sort of sampled a few of the things that they would have at 4:30. And that's 275 dirhams. Now, it's not a kind of ladies' night type price, but as we said, it's sort of not just for ladies. But I think if you are going out, possibly for a special occasion, and you don't want to sort of go where there is no limit, if you like, which can easily happen in Dubai, especially with depending on what you're having to drink, I think 275, knowing you're going to get lots of very, very nice proper Italian food together with the beverages that you're going to drink in front of the sea at a very, very nice setting, newly refurbished place, very, very smart, lots of oranges and lemons in glass jars on the table, lanterns on the table, and lots of tables set up not just for two or four people, not all big groups, but for five or seven or eight or something. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very, very good tip, and it's a nice end of town. If you're there at the marina, you don't want to go to downtown. So I liked it, and I'm going to try that at some point.
Quick question, Monica. Yep. What is proper tiramisu?
Proper tiramisu will have a little A next to it saying there might be alcohol in it.
Oh.
So maybe you'd need to ask if you wanted yours without that, because very often you think, oh, this would be great if it just had a little bit of the amaretto.
Yeah. And is it a place to kind of wander in after work? Is it an early evening?
Thing starts at 7. It's 7 till 10.
Okay.
So depending on how long, not you probably end your radio show, I know, at 4. So that may be a little bit before the deal. What you could do, though, you could also try their breakfast deal, which is a new deal, again in the same venue, Friday and Saturday mornings, continental breakfast. So very nice. I'm assuming Italian coffee again. Italian pastries for 65 dirhams. So I think because of your setting, it's not a bad price. And then you can add on, if you want to, some hot food with that. But I guess that's sort of a little bit more money.
We often talk about business lunches here on the show. And it's really nice to see a breakfast deal.
Yeah, and also I think the weather is still very, very nice. It's lovely in the mornings. It's not going to be nice for very long. But how many places are you going to be able to sit outside at lunchtime, you know, if there's no nice shade or whatever, for very much longer? So go for breakfast. So Friday morning, Saturday morning, go enjoy the sea. And I used to, a long time ago, try this dragon boat racing, which I don't know if you paddle boating, whatever you call it. So I think that would be a really nice thing. And I know lots of people that still do, not me. Go and do your paddle boat racing.
Why did you stop doing it, Monica?
I was too scared. I think the women were just so good as okay. opposed to me, and I think, my God, if I don't exactly keep in sync yeah. with putting the paddle into the water, my hands are going to get hit, despite my gloves, and I just didn't kind of.
And you let the team
there.
Down.
Yes, well, or my hands down. Yeah, that was very, very sort of nerve wracking. So you could do your exercise or whatever it is, and then go along at about, you know, whatever time you want to, and enjoy this very nice breakfast in front of the sea.
Yeah.
So nice way of experiencing a 5-star hotel, 5-star setting. 65 dirhams. Yeah, try that if you don't want to do the 275 on a Wednesday night.
Great, sounds good. Like the sound of that place. Now, I believe there's a new brunch in town.
There is a new brunch in town, yes. Have any of you heard of this venue called the Treehouse? I love the name of the venue.
No.
Okay, the Treehouse at the Taj is the place that we're talking about next. We were lucky enough to try their very upmarket brunch. It's a new brunch deal. Now, I like this for a couple of reasons. Firstly, it's not sort of starting at 12 or 1 o'clock. It starts at 2, so you can. We went about 2:30 sort of thing. So it is very much a late lunch kind of sort of for brunch that you can have and that goes into an early dinner. You definitely will not need any food after this. It's on the third floor of the Taj Dubai.
Yeah.
Now, again, there's this theme, as I was talking about, of the inside being brought outside. So it's like, imagine that this is a room that you've got. You do whatever you'd like to, except it's outdoors. Plenty of trees and they have sort of an independent team, part of the Taj, but they've said, okay, do with this, you know, put your mark on it, if you will. And they've got things like Baroque gilt mirrors on one side, but then they've also got sort of upside down wooden crates that say original on it. So it's kind of quite bohemian, eclectic, still upmarket. And of course, you've got the Burj Khalifa right in front of you. Mm-hmm. So nothing really more impressive than that. The reason why this is sort of, I say, upmarket is the lady who's in charge of this, Nikki, is very into her brands. And it's a very, very upmarket brand that they've got connected in terms of the beverages that are linked to this brunch. And you will not be disappointed. And there is no mistaking the branding of this brunch when you walk in.
Right.
So very, very nice. Very worth it. The other very interesting thing is you get your first courses in a very smart picnic hamper. So I thought that was very, very interesting.
So you open up your hamper and
you get a beautiful personalised hamper for you, and inside this picnic hamper with proper leather straps across the back of the hamper and in the back, so nothing's rattling around or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You get jars of things like avocado and quinoa salad, some lovely smoked salmon, wedges of proper cheese that you can open up and spread all out over the table. But it doesn't stop there. You get lots of lovely hot food as well. And we had lovely oysters you know, sort of grilled squid and things like that with sort of truffle sauce and lobster.
It's a bit like a picnic as well then.
Sorry?
A bit like a picnic.
The first course is a bit like a picnic and then it kind of carries on. So that's the whole thing about the venue. You think it's something and it's come up and play in the treehouse, but it's actually not. So is it this? Is it that? Lots of surprises. So Zara, sorry, yes, you were...
I'm not too sold on the whole picnic idea because I've done picnics in the past and it almost becomes a free-for-all where maybe you've got one jar of something really nice and everyone goes for it and then it's gone. What were the portions like?
The portions were fantastic. We could not finish the portions. It was very, very, very generous. So I don't think you'd have any worry on that score at all. I mean, three of us went and we couldn't nearly finish what was in the little jars.
And this is just your starter,
right? And everything. And you know there's so much more to come. So you think, I'm not going to fill up on the jar that's in there. But very, very nice brands, even of the mustard and things. And if you go onto the blog at doandubai.com, you'll have an idea of exactly what I'm talking about in terms of the brands. Very, very good service. The only thing that I thought when I walked in didn't really appeal to me, and I think they'll kind of sort that out, was the music was a little bit too loud for that time in the day. So I wasn't keen on the kind of clubby level of volume, but I've just asked you to turn my volume down, so that just could be me.
I got a slap on the hands from Monica. Yeah. Turn my headphones down, otherwise I won't do the show.
Yeah. Well, music does play a big part, though. I completely understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
You know, you've always got to be really careful about music, especially at brunches. And you always know it's usually like 3:30 in the afternoon where it just suddenly goes up. It's time to go.
Yeah, although some people seem to love it. I mean, there was another party there who was celebrating a birthday, and I happened to chat to the girl in the loo, and I said, oh, how did you find out about this and where have you come from? And she said, well, we actually are based down in the marina, but we wanted something completely different for my birthday. And they were loving it. You know, they were a slightly younger crowd, absolutely loved it. So you know, different things for different people. Yeah. But so I think you need to have sort of volume so that you can hear yourself talking to other people who are there. I think that's important, especially in the daytime.
So what's after the hamper? What comes then?
What's after the hamper? You get all this lovely hot food, and there's a sort of whole list of ingredients that they keep bringing you. So there's very nice chicken on skewers. You can even get little bits of lobster that come with a sort of creamy truffle sauce. You can get crispy squid, all sorts of yummy things like that. And then there's a sort of a la carte section as well. If you want something from there, you can order there. And if you like anything a lot, you can just reorder. So I loved that.
Oh, nice.
So I really, really like that. They have, I've spoken before about the Bombay Brasserie, which is their Indian restaurant. And the executive chef, Jitin Joshi, actually came and said hi to us. And he bought us something special, which I think is on there as well, which is a very, very spicy Indian meatball with a hot piece of naan. And it just did it, you know, and it's like, yes, you know, really, really nice. Just what we needed at that point. And it's very nice, and you sort of drink lots of sparkling branded stuff, and good one for a very special occasion.
So what time did you leave, Monica?
We left at about 6, because I think it's sort of billed to go from 2 till 5, but we left around 6 and had a nice tour around the rest of the Taj. Yeah. But really good. And if you want to experience that for less, you know, if you think 545 is the top end kind of price tag for that one, you can go any day of the week between 5 and 8, and again, possibly again, a departure from Ladies' Night, and they have a deal called Duskers, and it's same venue, but they have all their beverages, which again, sort of very, very nicely branded for much reduced cost. So go and have a look at it, try a few drinks first on a weekday, see if it's going to suit your special occasion, and book for later on.
Fantastic. Okay, we've got a break, but more ahead coming up with Monica, places to enjoy our food with Food News.